An angel for a long time. Thank you. Sometimes I feel like I don't belong anywhere, and it's gonna take so long for me to get somewhere. Sometimes I feel so heavy hearted, and I can't explain, 'cause I'm so guarded. But that's a lonely road to travel, and a heavy load to bear. And it's a long, long way to heaven, but I gotta get there. Can you send an angel? Can you send an angel to guide me? Sometimes I feel like a door with no key, like a door with no key, and all the answers are locked away in me. Especially when I'm feeling lost and so blind. But that's a lonely road to travel, and a heavy load to bear. And it's a long, long way to heaven, but I gotta get there. Can you send an angel? Please send me an angel. Can you send me an angel? I don't want to feel like a dove. See, she is an angel, child, and she is an angel, oh yeah. See, she is an angel, and oh, we never gonna forget you, no, no. We never gonna forget what you done for us, no, no, no. Where your love is so good and so strong, and you showed us how to get along. Yeah. So guide you home, guide you home. Thank you, so thank you for guiding me. Yeah. we send you home. Oh, our angel.
At the height of her fame as a singer, I asked her to be my co-star in a movie called The Bodyguard. I thought she was the perfect choice. But the red flags came out immediately. Maybe I should think this over a bit. I was reminded that this would be her first acting role. We could also think about another singer, was a suggestion. Maybe somebody white. I told everyone that I had taken notice Whitney was black. The only problem was I thought she was perfect for what we were trying to do. There was a bit of a relief in the room when we found out that Whitney was going to be on tour and she wouldn't be available for our movie. The anxiety came right back when I said we should postpone and wait a year. That was a lot for the studio to accept, and to their credit, they did, but not without a screen test. I wanted to tell her that the game was rigged, that I didn't care how the test went, that she could fall down and start speaking in tongues. That somehow I would find a way to explain it as an extraordinary acting choice. And we could expect more to follow. And gee, weren't we lucky to have her. But we hadn't said four lines when we had to stop. The lights were turned off. And I walked Whitney off the set and back to her room. She wanted to know what was wrong. And I needed to know what she had done during those 20 minutes. She said nothing. In only a way that she could. Nothing. So I turned her around so that she could see herself in the mirror and she gasped. All the makeup on Whitney's face was running. It was streaking down her face, and she was devastated. She didn't feel like the makeup we'd put on her was enough, so she'd wiped it off and put on the makeup that she was used to wearing in her music videos. It was much thicker, and the hot lights had melted it. She asked if anyone had seen. I said I didn't think so. It happened so quick. She seemed so small and sad at that moment, and I asked her why she did it. She said, I just wanted to look my best. A half hour later, she went back and to do her screen test, and the studio fell in love with her. The Whitney I knew, despite her success and worldwide fame, still wondered, am I good enough? Am I pretty enough? Will they like me? It was the burden that made her great and the part that caused her to stumble in the end. Whitney, if you could hear me now, I would tell you, you weren't just good enough. You were great. You sang the whole damn song without a band. You made the picture what it was. A lot of leading men could have played my part. A lot of guys could have filled that role. But you, Whitney, I truly believe that you were the only one that could have played Rachel Maron at that time. Thank you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 167 of Mirth Nadir. As you know, on February 11th, we lost Whitney Houston. Happened about a little over a week ago. This past Saturday morning was her funeral, and we are going to dedicate this show to Whitney Houston. I'll play a few excerpts from her funeral, some people doing dedications and doing some covers of her songs, and we're just going to let that make the show up. Call me at 1-800-882-9291 with any requests or feedback. And enjoy the show. We're going to get to CeCe Winans and Whitney Houston doing a duet now. Count on me. Enjoy the show.
Count on me through thick and thin. Our friendship I will never end.
Sensations touch my heart. some, we're going to see how much Houston history they know.
It's just a lot.
Never to walk in anyone's shadows. If I fail, if I
So when I mess it up, just forgive me.
So bad. sudden life's been kind to me. I went and did the things I said I would do. Boy, I found someone who loved me for me. Yeah, yeah. Haven't had much drama since the day that we split. Boy, my heart's never been more empty.
Turning point for both us, which was the national anthem for the Super Bowl, and she was so excited. I mean, she was so excited to do it, but she had ideas right away. It wasn't going to be what everyone thought. And she came to me and said, "Ricky, did you ever see Marvin Gaye singing the national anthem? Did you see that? I mean, he took his time and had a beat under it. So can we have a beat?" I said, "You're Whitney Houston. You can have anything you want." So we went on to try to figure out how to make this thing special. And I'll tell you, we didn't know. I mean, we didn't know, but God was leading us along the way. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know how to do it. But God said, "Go for it. Go ahead." This changed my life. And from that moment on, even before then, that first day, I knew that I loved Whitney Houston. On behalf of all the musicians and singers and dancers and actors and stage crew and staff and all of us, on behalf of Whitney Houston, I want to thank John Simmons, the first music director, and Mike Baker, the last music director for Whitney. And I want to leave you with knowing that because of you, Whitney, because you were there, I am here. Because you were there. May God bless you all.
Of you every step of the way. And
of all you dreamed of. And I wish you joy and happiness. But above all this, I wish you
for listening to the Mirth Nadir Show.